Copy. IOX. For something, KD2BNG, how's it going? This is KD4. Oh, I last lost. Lost the last four. Last three. Can't count either. It's Kilo Delta 4, India, Oscar, X-ray. Name's Leon. Move the position on my antenna, on my throat. Does it sound okay? For India, X-ray, Oscar. We're close enough. I'll get it eventually. This is Kilo Delta 2, Bravo, November, Golf. Yeah, I hear you more or less fine. I appreciate it. Name's Leon. Lima Echo Oscar November. And heading home from I guess I call it work. You know, when you're tired, you only work 2 days a week. I guess that's work. You were okay. Seems like now your audio is low and you're buried under the static. Are you moving on a mobile? The answer to the question, yes, I'm mobile. I'm on 385, which I understand is a bad spot over here. Bit better. Yeah, this repeater is funny sometimes, too. I think there's a problem with the feed line getting blown around. Because it's on, you know, on top of the mountain. I think it might just be a bad spot in there. It's kind of low on that 385. It's probably getting a lot better right now because I'm climbing. Right there. Okay, wherever you are now, it got much better. Can't stop. I'm on 385. Oh, yeah, cause a wreck. Does that sound better on the radio? Yeah, beautiful day. Turned out to be a lot nicer than I thought it was going to be. I guess it's going to rain tonight and tomorrow, so I'm going to go home and load up a tractor and ride a lawnmower and haul it back to Hendersonville, I guess. It gets colder again this weekend. That I don't know. I mean, the real cold weather might be over. Hoping. I'm done with the cold. I'm ready for summertime. This will be my first full summer off. I retired in August. And this will be my first summer off, so I'm looking forward to a very good summer. I think it's been colder than usual. I mean, this is the first winter I recall where you had snow that actually stayed on the ground. And then you actually maybe even had to go out and shovel. I didn't think I would really have to do that again. We live up in Hendersonville. I've got a about a half mile of gravel road around the mountain there, and we get snow up there. And I had to walk in twice last year. This winter, I've not had to walk in, so that's a good thing. It hasn't been that deep of snow. We got the snow, but it just hasn't been as deep as it was the previous winter.
One winter. Well, 7 or 8 years ago, it actually snowed in late October, like last day in October, which was early for that, I guess. But last was the first winter I've seen where snow actually hangs around. I mean, there's more than a half inch or an inch on the ground, and it's, you know, it's usually gone by mid-afternoon. This was a bit more than that. You know, you might actually go out and there's snow accumulating there. You know, I'm like, if I wanted this, I could have stayed in New York.
You're there. I hear you there. But, I didn't get your name. I'm sorry again.
Glenn. Gulf Lima Echo November. And I'm currently in, where the heck is this? Fountain Inn. Yeah, I'm going to pull into the food line here. I'm basically out of pretty much everything. And head back to Gray Court. You know, not much else going on today. But, yeah, the first nice day we've had in a while. I should go outdoors and do more. There's a tree I should cut down or something. There's a few things I could do other than sit around and watch the television, which has been getting depressing the past few weeks.
It's most depressing. But, well, I think we all should get out and do more. me included. But sitting around driving a truck all day Really good. I've noticed I've been eating a lot more. That's not good. But you talk about Fountain Inn. I'm just now passing Fairview Road, coming up on Harrison Bridge Road, going into Fountain Inn. Actually, my son lives over off Butler Road, not far off of that. So that's where I'm heading. So we're probably not that far apart.
Road is Fountain Inn, or is that more to our involvement? Because where I'm at right now is the Food Line on whatever this is, I guess Main Street. You know, because usually I live in Gray Court, which by now is down to like, it's a one stop sign, it's a traffic light and a post office has become the entire downtown. You know, there were one or two local businesses which nobody frequented, so I guess they're gone, that being the reason nobody frequented them.
It's turning into Gong Court. I understand. Now, I'm getting off on Harrison Bridge Road now, which is the outskirts of Fountain Inn. I know exactly where you're at. Not far from my son's house. I'll make a right off of Harrison Bridge here, turning onto Main Street, same street you're on, and then I'll have immediate left on the Butler Road. It's a traffic light right there where they put a new gas station in. KD4IOX.
Now I got it. KD4IOX. KD2BG. Yeah, let me go in and get some food because I think I have nothing. You know, when you're down to eating old scraps of what's at the bottom of the freezer, something covered in frost in so long you're not sure exactly what it is. So yeah, I guess it's time to go food shopping. But anyway, I'll talk to you in a bit. 73's.
Shop oil. Enjoy. Yeah, it's time to hit the grocery store if you dig it in the bottom of the freezer. 73. Appreciate the conversation and the radio check. KD4IOX.
IOX, KB4CBA. Name here's David. Good afternoon.
KD4IOX. Name's Leon. Pleasure to make the acquaintance there. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Leon. I'm headed to the dermatologist for my annual check, and then later on this evening I'm going to be playing some tennis, so looking forward to that.
I used to play tennis a long time ago, then I transitioned over to racquetball and haven't played any sports since. It's a shame. I really enjoyed both of those.
They have pickleball. You ought to try that.
I hear everybody talking about it, but I don't know how to play it. I mean, do you have to have a racket to use your hand? I don't know how to play a pickleball. Or is it a paddle?
Yeah, it's a paddle, and it's like a wiffle ball that you hit, and you can smack the heck out of it, and it won't go anywhere. I mean, it's basically, you know, you're playing pretty close to the net, about six or eight feet from the net, and it can be as... It's a slower game because of the speed of the wiffle ball. It just, you know, you can't get any speed on it like you can a tennis ball. So it's interesting to watch. I have not played it, but I'm a member of the sports club, and we have three courts that are dedicated to pickleball.
I have to watch that once or twice before you get involved. You know, tennis, you get the bounce of the ball. It's got to give you a little bit of it. But and it's got to hit within a certain area. I guess, how's the pickleball work? I mean, you got to keep it airborne and get it, let it hit the ground?
I don't know all the rules, but I do. Having watched it, you can let it bounce. You can hit it in the air like you can a tennis ball. You can let it bounce once. and hit it off the bounce. So, you know, you have two different choices, but a lot of times you'll see them up at the net just hitting it back and forth in the air like badminton or something. So, it has a very distinct sound, you know, that solid paddle hitting that plastic ball. But anyway, I mean, it doesn't interest me because I don't want to, you know, pick up something new. I'm afraid it might mess up my tennis game, and it's bad enough as it is.
Understand that. I don't know. I haven't played a whole lot of sports, but I probably need to get into something. I'm too busy playing ham radio and goofing around with other stuff, I guess. But I'm about here where I need to be. They got this construction going on Butler Road. I don't know what the heck they're doing. They're making a mess. But let me concentrate on it, and I might be at my son. So it's good talking to you, Dave. Take care. Enjoy your day. And enjoy your tennis. 73, KD4IOX.
You do the same, and good to meet up with you on T-Meters FM, KP4 CBA Mobile.